Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be jumping into some science mixed with AI, and we are talking about predicting the weather with AI. There's actually two groups of researchers that have recently come out with some very interesting research and some very interesting techniques. So today on the podcast, we're going to dive into what is going on in the world of weather prediction and AI. So the headline story here is essentially that there's a team, a couple teams. One of the teams was from Huawei Cloud, and essentially they developed a system dubbed the Penghu Weather, which essentially uses historical data of the weather to predict weather conditions a week in advance. And the system was trained using 39 years of weather data, using current weather patterns to make predictions. Really interestingly, I think it performs its predictions a lot faster than existing systems, but it doesn't actually provide predictions about precipitation amounts. So instead, it actually estimates temperature, wind speed, air pressure, and other weather-related data. So that really leads humans to estimate predictions based on the provided information. So simultaneously, a collective team from Tsinghua University, which is essentially the China Meteorological Administration, and also one of their associates at the University of California, Berkeley, they designed what's called NowCastNet. So unlike Penghu Weather, NowCastNet focuses on predicting precipitation levels for the next 6 hours using both historical data and also physical rules. And it demonstrated accuracy compared to traditional systems and also delivered results more rapidly. So currently, the most accurate weather forecasting is done using numerical models, which apply mathematical and physical formulas to current weather data. And these systems, while generally reliable for major metropolitan areas, are CPU intensive and can take hours to generate results. So both the Penghu Weather and NowCastNet systems both actually promise to significantly speed up this process. Eam Ebert Uhoff and Kyle Hilburn of the Cooperative Institute of Research in the Atmosphere at Colorado State University have recently kind of jumped into this whole conversation. And they did this by actually publishing a weather predictive systems report recently, in which they called News and Views article in Nature. And so essentially they highlighted the challenges of building AI weather predictive systems and also the accomplishments of the team behind these two new platforms that have been developed. So I think, you know, overall, this is really impressive. While the accuracy of weather prediction is really crucial to a variety of sectors, like if we're talking about agriculture, disaster management, you know, being able to accurately predict the weather is a really, really important for those sectors, particularly agriculture, predicting when rain or snow or frost might affect your crops. With, you know, either kill them or help them. So this is really, really important. Billions of dollars trickles down below that, particularly through agriculture. And so this is something that people really want to get right. And so I think because of that, the potential of these AI-based weather predictions is really just the beginning. We're really just beginning to kind of tap them. So I think though these systems are still in the kind of test of principle stage, the promising results point to the possibility of AI-based weather forecasting becoming essentially the standard approach in the not-too-distant future. And of course, you know, we haven't been doing this in the past. We haven't been doing a lot of this AI weather predictive systems. But now that we have this AI and we have these new AI power capabilities that are super powerful, I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this in the future. I think that these advancements mark a really significant step forward in the use of AI in meteorology. Which, in my opinion, suggests a future where weather predictions are a lot faster, they're a lot less resource intensive, and maybe even more accurate, right? So I think it's interesting with, you know, both of these new models that have come out. They, you know, they both lacked something, but together they were able to predict the precipitation and the weather patterns based off of data and historical information and what we're seeing today. So I think that that's really impressive. Combining the two, they do get a really massive chunk of this prediction and they get it right to a high level. And I think the results of these two kind of teams that are working on this are really impressive. They both published reports in the journal Nature, so you can read more about them there. But overall, I think this is going to have some massive implications for a lot of different industries, for weather, for news, for agriculture, a lot of different spaces. Of course, everyone wants to know what the weather's like, and if you could more accurately predict that, I think people would appreciate that. I've definitely have lived places before where weather predictions were never very accurate, and some people just never checked what the weather was because the accuracy was not super high. I think today, you know, by and large, we have fairly accurate weather prediction results in a majority of places, but being able to take this up to a higher level, and I think it's going to be really impressive, especially when we're looking at historical data. Something I view as being very impressive, very interesting is, you know, being able to look at a further forecasted weather into the future. Now, I know that is sort of difficult due to a lot of different variables, and a lot of the, you know, the weather predictions is essentially looking at historical data than looking at the data that we have today about, you know, how the weather and atmosphere and everything around us is going. So I understand there definitely are challenges there, but I think overall this is going to be a really interesting space to follow in the future. There definitely are some big implications into how this affects some, you know, multi-billion dollar industries.